I'm on Whole World Radio. My name is Pastor Marilyn. I'm a four-dimensional teacher where the collective mind is. My show is, as God said, Make Room for Me.
Shows his face and gladly take my station there. thee, sweet hall of prayer. With such a hasten to the place where God, my Savior, chose his face.
See, we are going back to where we were before the beginning, in the now. This is the end of time. So I would like to begin by doing a spiritual warfare prayer. And the first rule of spiritual warfare is to not engage our fight with people or things that are physical. Our protocol is regards to our battle is to discover the spirits we are up against and call on God to war against, as he has already secured for us. So let me begin the prayer. I come in the name of the resurrected Jesus, who we are, the body of Christ, and whom we serve, that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow, all of things in the heavens, and things on earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I infect and enforce God's original plan and purpose over and against the plan and purpose of Satan and the God of this world system, the false God. We decree and declare that in the battle, no internal nor external weapon, be it original, financial, social, physical, psychological, interpersonal, spiritual form against us shall prosper. Dealing with the 5G that is using to control and destroy us, we place upon ourselves the armor of God, our Father, light, and of Jesus our Lord, truth to cover our loins, body side of our spine, dealing of the both side of it, rib and hip, and our bones, the breastplate of righteousness to cover our heart and chest cavity, the gospel of peace, good news of holiness to cover our feet. So the devil would not have a foothold to destroy us. The shade of fate to effectively and effectively cover our body. The helmet of salvation to cover our head. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God to destroy all evil. The Lord Jesus Christ, a robe of righteousness. The glory of God is our reward. We decree and we declare that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God our Father. We pull down strongholds, cast down vain imaginations, and every high thing that lifts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Our thoughts are now subject to the Lordship of Christ. We speak that God anointing destroy every yoke in our life, and that our soul, spirit, and body now function in order according to divine system of protocol. We decree and we declare that we are healed and spirit filled. Sickness and disease are far from us. We overrule, disallow every diabolical sanction, activities, injunction, directive, mandate, or order which oppose the will of the Lord Jesus concerning our life, our ministry, our family, and our friends. We take control over the airways, over the galaxies, over the systems, the spheres, dealing with the troposphere, which is just under the earth. The trontosphere, that's just on this earth. The hemisphere, halfway over the earth. The atmosphere, the realms, the regions, and the domain. Father, the God who guard us with strength and make our feet like hide feet, give us stability so that we are to stand firmly and possess on the dangerous hell of testing and trouble. You set us securely upon our high places. You touch our hands to war and our fingers to fight, guiding us supernatural strength and spiritual strength and ability so that our arms break a bow of steel. You are our rock, our shield, and our strong tower. You have acquired us with the shield of your salvation, and your right hand established us as a vision in this battle. Beat down the enemy. Give us his neck. Cause us to pursue and overcome them until they are wounded and consumed, falling at our feet, never to rise again. Establish our name in the heavens. Let them that hear of us submitted and obey us. We announce that it is you who have blessed us. It is you that empower us. It is not by our might nor by our power, but by your spirit. For when the enemy shall come in like a flood, your spirit lift up a standard against him. We forbid and disallow further opposing activities of any satanic personalities with disabilitical assignment concerning our life, concerning our ministries, concerning our families, associated, dealing with our friends, our helpers, and we wage a war for them. We remove false boundaries and feelings of heaviness, opposition, and depassions. We cast them upon our Lord Jesus, who sustain. We shall not be moved. We sever, we cut off them by the sword of our Lord Jesus, blood and spirit. We speak to our DNA and declare that we are free from any and all influence passed down from our generation to another, biologically, socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritually, or by any other certain unknown to us, but known to God, you, Father. We resist every spirit that act as a gatekeeper or a doorkeeper to our soul, and renounce any further conscious or unconscious alliance, association, or convict. We open ourselves to divine deliverance. Father, you have your own now perfect those things concerning life. We release our name into the atmosphere and declare that prayer warriors, intercessors, and prosetters, watchmen, are packing us up in the realm of the Spirit. We decree and we declare that the Spirit of our Lord Jesus is upon us. The Spirit of wisdom, understanding, divine counsel, supernatural and spiritual might, knowledge, and of the utmost fear of Jehovah. Father, overthrow the plans of trouble makers, mockers, persecutors, and character as sadists. Expose satanic representatives and guard unto we divine strategies and tactics to identify, resist, and overcome holes and plans established for our draw out your spear and stop them in their way. Let them be confounded and put to shame. Let them fall by their own counselor. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion. Let them be as sheep driven by the wind. Then the angel of our Lord Jesus persecute them. Let their way be through dark and slippery places, with the angel of the Lord persecuting and afflicting them. Let them be put to shame and dishonor who seek and require our life. Let them be turned back and confounded who plan our hurt. Let destruction come to them suddenly. Let them fall to their own destruction. Let destruction come upon them unaware. Let them stumble and fall into the very destruction they have controlled for us, dealing with the 5G. Let them be wounded and destroyed by the very weapon they have devised for us. Let them be cast into the same net that they set for us. Let them fall in the very pit that they dug for us. Let them hang by the very nose they construct for us, dealing with our breathing destiny. Let them be burned in the very fire they have lit for us. Let them be consumed by the very beast they have prepared for us. Root them out of the land of the living. Make them as wood burned by fire. Persecute them with your tempest, your violent windy storm. Cause fear and terror to grab their heart. Let them be confounded and troubled forever. We implore the host of heaven to war against the host of darkness, dealing with all the dark clouds, and they lack the sun. Take command over bringing to a host and place a more atonist on further demonic moments and satanic activities emanating from the underworld and its six religion, dealing with death, hell. Sheol is the spirit of darkness, where spirit of death goes. The pit, the grave, the abyss, the lower religion of the pit, religion of the sea, the heavens, the subterrestrial and the celestial. We declare that every lying tongue is war, and that truth prevail. Put a hook in their nose, break their lips, and hit us from the storage of their tongue. We decree and we declare that non-ability and greatness are our portion. Father, frustrate the sign of witches and warlock who withstand the anointing as you did for us. Conform the omens of the liars, the astrologers, the synchronic, who claim to have magic power and the like, make fools of devisers and make their dark knowledge foolishness. Rebuke and dismantle satanic alliance and arrest them by the Spirit. We decree and we declare that this prayer and all future prayers take on the characteristics of divine projectives in the reality of the Spirit, and that they hit the bull's eyes. We decree that the laws that govern this prayer and all spiritual warfare, strategies, and taxes are binding by the word, the blood, and by the spirit. We decree that every spirit released from this diabolical assignment now become a part of Jesus' footstool. I seal this prayer now in Jesus' holy name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, knowing that we hear at the end of time, and where we are going back to where we were before the beginning. Because in the Genesis chapter 1, it speaks of the beginning. And the things that occurred was before the beginning, when the beginning of this world begins. So I would like to speak and teach on many of it that is going, so we know when we come into the end of time. So the original of the world before the beginning. Since everyone, when I say that, I mean the gods of this world and people, say that nothing exists prior to chaos. I am shall demonstrate that they all are mistaken, since they do not know the origin of chaos and its root, which is a complete disorder and confusion. Here is the demonstration. How agreeable it is for all people to say that chaos is darkness, but actually, chaos comes from a shadow that has been called darkness. The shadow came from something existing from the beginning, that called light. And that light is water, liquid light. That is the real light of life. Because when you know, when you baptize, the water in this world system is not the real water. Jesus told the lady at the well that water is not the real water. That when you be baptized, you are being baptized by the real water, the water of light that comes in, that God himself have put into us. We are the light of this world. So it is obvious that something, as sometime before the beginning, exists before chaos. The shadow that has been called darkness came into being. And that chaos came after that was in before the beginning. See? So before a shadow could come in, there had to be something before a shadow for the shadow to come. And that was speaking of dealing it off as a light. Because you can see of the sun, you can see of a certain light that dealing in this world system, you can see a shadow of it. You can see yourself as the shadow, and it's all black. It's dark. And it's not looked like the real you if you look at yourself in a mirror. It's too different. So that's when they're talking about the chaos. So let's read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 10.
In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called that light day, and darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good.
See, there you go. And what you see, it says red, it just say the word God. Every place in Genesis 1 is just the word God. It's God, God, God. It doesn't say Lord God or anything. It just say of God. Speaking of the real God. See, this is the infinite one, the source of all. Now let us consider the fact of the matter, and in particular, what was before the beginning, from which chaos shadow that has been called darkness came. In this way, the truth will be clearly demonstrated. I am teaching this by the divine inspiration of God, our Father, the living God, the real God, in the name of Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, which is in the I am me and the I am you. Not the I. This world system is about the I. That's why they're using I, iPhone, I this. You're looking above the I, you're seeing on the movies. You're seeing the I, you're seeing on the dollar sign, you're seeing the I. But Jesus never speak of the I of the I am. Dealing with the Holy Spirit. Who will give you the overstanding within yourself as the Holy Spirit agree when you hear certain truth that I am will state. When you hear truth, you will always hear the voice of men who have taught you contrary to truth. And you will need to let go of false doctrine that holds you away from God our Father, our living God, dealing of the one, the real God. Jesus said, the doctrine of men make the word of the true God of no effect. And he also said, those that are of the truth will hear my voice. Let's read John 18 and verse 37.
Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice.
See? And of dealing of the real God? Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 6.
But to us there is but one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him.
See, there we go, and it's just God our Father. And we go on more, and you will see of why we are in this world. That's why we have been coming out of this world, going back to where we were before the very beginning. So this teaching will challenge you to give up certain belief about yourself that simply are not true. You are not who you think you are. You are who God created you to be. God our Father created us. It's different from the Lord God formed us from the ground. God created us like himself. And the real God of ourself is not of the ground. Like to say like himself, he's not of the ground. So before the beginning, as this reawakened to original estate with us all as one in Jesus Christ before the world began. And this is what my teaching is all about. The carnal mind, or the mind of this world, will obviously conflict with what I am will teach. And when I say with what I am will teach, it's speaking of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the real teacher. So the Holy Spirit will be within you when you are now born again and will be the one who's teaching. And this is normal for those who come out of condemnation and bondage to the world system of men. This teaching will obviously conflict with church teaching, and you will know you will be powerless because of what you believe against the knowledge of the living and true God. I love you all, and this debt I owe you. As the Bible says, owe man nothing but to love them. And so I am going to teach truth in love, in the hope that you will have an ear to hear, an eye to see, and the renewed mind that is of the heart, what God our Father has prepared for most who love him. Even if you think that you are born again, I will show you that until you overcome this world of deception and enter the kingdom, that you are still in need of correction of thought, as truth is revealed by the Holy Spirit which is in you. There will be no confused in your mind at all. Christ fully functioning within you in perfect union in light, and you will submit to God our Father, the true God, to learn what he has in store for you. Trust God our Father, who created us man as one. He loves you, and be encouraged to cast away all fear given to you by the accuser of the brethren. For even this is our imagination. As God said, cast out all imagination, because all imagination are vain. It is the thought of this world thinking. So let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5.
Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ.
So know who you are and not fall back into this world. The God of this world that make you to be, as Jesus said, the God of this world, blind your mind. This will be the greatest challenge that I will talk about that you will even face. This forgetting of all the things that you hold to be truth about yourself and the world, not this world. The world is coming to an end, this world. So let's begin. This message is an attempt to reveal yourself to you. In Psalm 8 and 4, the Elohim, who is the Lord God, the Jewish God, when they began, they started to name it as Elohim. They give him different names until he started to name the Lord God. He is the Jewish God of this world system, was asked. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Let's read Isaiah 44, 1 and 3.
Yet now hear, O Jacob my servant, and Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus saith the Lord that made thee, and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou, Jezreel, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring.
See, there is the God of the Israelites. The Israelites are dealing of the Jewish people. And let's read Psalms 8 and 4.
What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him?
See, so that's what he wants to know. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him? And verse 6 says, thou madest him to have dominion over the world, the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet. When it was asked, what is man? And when he said he put all things under his feet. See, when he said thy hands, thou hast put all things under his feet. See, that's why Jesus speak of the feet. Well, you will know more of dealing of what the feet is the representation of dealing with. See, when we want to know about the feet, our feet fit with the shoes of good news, of wholeness. See? So when they put you under feet, you see, sin is the life a believer giving the devil a foothold to destroy us. When he said giving the devil a foothold to destroy us, because what is under our feet? Nothing else but hell. To know the form of Jesus washing our feet, that we should know how important those things could be and become, and know what they really are. So when he was asked, what is man? Not who is man? Because many times we would want to know the difference in this world system, not knowing what man is. So he said, what is man? He didn't ask who is man. The real man is a what, not a who. There is two man was mentioned here. One, the word man, and the second, the son of man. Many people do not know what is man, only son of man. They want man, the real man, spirit man, which was created by the true and living God. In Genesis 1, 26 and 27. Let's read that.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them.
See, there you go. But son of man, the flesh man, was formed out of the ground. See, when God created man like himself, and he said he created man, male and female as one. So the one, when we say the son of man, the flesh man, right, that came up from the ground, the Lord God, the God of this world system, not the living God or a father, In Genesis 2 and 7, let's read that.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
But only one son was begotten, means unknown. Let's read John chapter 1, verse 10 to 13.
He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Jesus was the only begotten son. Meaning he was the only unknown son that was brought into, called the Son of God, not the Son of Man, and was not begot. He was not known. In John 3 and 16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That was his word. He covered with a flesh as a sign named Jesus. Jesus came as a sign. He said, you should see a sign wrapped in swaddling cloth lying in a manger. So he came through Mary, a virgin, not through procreation, nor not out of her, but regarding the law of the Lord God to fulfill it, and also spirit born of God our Father. That's why God our Father did that. He have put his word into Mary's part of the human part when the Lord God formed man out of the ground. And he divided the man. He knew what that man was. And he divided, he took out the wound of him and formed another body and put it in. So he took that and he put that and he formed a body over it. It in there. So that's why she was a virgin before and after. So bring in the Son of God, not Son of Man. See? So you have to be the Son of God and not, that's what he is. Son of Man was begot human. He had a human body through having sex. In Matthew 1 and 2 said, Abraham begot Isaac. See? And Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph and his brethren. In Genesis 1 and 27 said, so God created man in his own image, mean unknown. In the image of God created he him. See? See what he taught? He created man. He created he him, male and female. Here you go. He is the male and him is the female. He created man. He, him, male and female. Created he, them. See? In the spiritual, the word he is male. And the word him is female. As one equal man. So you want to know what is man. Man is male and female together is one. That's called man. Now let us go to Genesis 2 and 7. It said this. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground with no life. When he formed, he had no life. When God our Father had created us, not form us, but he created us like them. He was all full of life. We were all of a spirit. So any form, being a formation means something had to be there for him to bring it into existence. So the dust of the ground, there was no life dealing in the flesh part of us. And then he breathed into his nostril. See, he breathed into his nostril. So when we speak of the his is unknown, opening to the noise, to the nose of things, a speech sound. See, you breathe in. When you breathe in, see, it's become like a speech sound pronounced by a voice in the nose with passage of air. See, a musical tone. That's when you breathe in. A sound during whose production air travel upon the nostril passage. See? That's what it is traveling. This is the disaster that is now known. The breath of life. This breath he has in him was the real God breath. The air dealing in the spiritual, that's what he had in him. Because God of himself is of life. He's the true life. And man became a living soul, meaning an earthly spirit. The primacy of life, of the flesh, of the five senses, of feelings, see? When he breathed of it, that's what the earthly spirit calling the soul, being of the policy of life, see, of the flesh, and dealing of the five senses, because without the five senses is what controls and give the flesh the life into it, to give it. Because that's with the five senses, that's how you have the feeling, the thoughts, and the action. Like seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. See, the womb part of that son of man. See, that's the part that will give life in the physical that we'll call you man. See, that's how you man came in. It's no more as of a man, but become as you man. And the son of man flesh part become a living soul. Mean an earthly spirit. See, music is important, and sound of worship. See, when you're singing, that's why song, when you're singing worship, when you're worshiping, is so much better, because dealing of the life within you, of the breath that you're breathing, of the Father, that's of the worship. That's when you're worshiping God or Father. It is better because the soul is being as the heavenly spirit. See, that's where the soul is coming to be. So it could want to be of a transformation back when it was the spiritual female and not earthly spirit. See, she, which is now is called the she, see, because when you're speaking, when he asks of what is man, when it says the male, the he and the him, is dealing of the male and the female. So now, in this world system, you're looking as the she, as being as the female. See? So, the she became an anti-female. Wants to go back to where the Lord God brought her out of. And put she in a flesh body. And make she become a soul for she to do evil in life. That is why the Lord God did not want Adam and Eve to know good and evil and eat of the tree of life. That is how the flesh Jesus as the second Adam, because he came as a sacrifice. We know God our Father would not put part of himself, which is his word, to sacrifice to the God of this world that he wants. Because God our Father does not want a sacrifice. Why would he want his son to die? So now God our Father had took out the spirit part because Jesus, when he came as the second Adam, that's why he had the spirit and he had the soul within him. So when all the sins had went into all our sins, being as we were the oneness of him, the Father now decided that he's not going to make a part of his spirit to be as a sacrifice. So he took his spirit out, and now Jesus now stay as the second Adam, dealing only with a soul. So the second Adam, he died through the soul and overcame death through the Holy Spirit. So that's why when he rose, that's when God put back himself, his very word of him inside back of him, and that's how he rose from the dead. He no more of that. See, evil and bad songs is not good to sing. It is part of our breath. See, part of our breath when we sing it. You can know of singers when they sing, sometimes people sing from the stomach, ooh, when it comes up, or is it just singing from their chest and is not singing right? So you know many singers that's singing now. It is connected with demons when they sing of bad songs. And that is how the souls are taken and controlled by demons. Because those demons, they want to, you know that they are the ones who sell their souls when they're doing the songs. And you can see many shows that they give up. And many of them speak on what, you know, they didn't want to do this, but they are, and many of them die. See, they do what they want those singers to do, and many of them die. See, you look at those singers, many of them die. So the man, Lord God, when you speak of the word Lord, is speaking of a master. So the Lord God, the master God, make all the songs of man come in living soul by mixing the physical with the spiritual. See? The first, which is becomes the first sin, which is referring to as the word she. Earthly dealing with five senses of desire that control the physical body. The word she is the anti-flesh. It's dealing with the anti-female. See? Then you speak of the anti-female, not the real female. Half of her human being here on earth. But people who identify as female, as him, are also created in the image of God. Because male and female are one. That is man. He and him. The Lord God wants that man that he formed out of the ground not to be like him. So I will be speaking. There is so much more for me to teach about, and would be my next teaching. So it will be so much more that I am would be speaking about, and it will be continuation of the Son of Man dealing with we as human beings, and we'll continue more as where we are of the transformation. Amen. There are questions that you have to think about. In my next teaching, there will be answers. This is Whole World Radio.
Jesus.
shows his face, and gladly take my station there, and wait for thee, sweet Paul.